Harper Audio presents The Reckoning, Darkest Powers, Book 3, by Kelly Armstrong, narrated by Cassandra Morris.
1. After 4 nights on the run, I was finally safe, tucked into bed and enjoying the deep, dreamless sleep of the dead, until the dead decided they'd really rather have me awake. It started with a laugh that slid into my sleep and pulled me out of it. As I rose on my elbows, blinking and struggling to remember where I was, a whisper snaked around me, words indistinguishable. I rubbed my eyes and yawned. Dull gray light shone through the curtains. The room was silent and still. No ghosts, thank God. I'd had enough in the last few weeks to last me a lifetime. A scrape at the window made me jump. These days, every branch scratching the glass sounded like a zombie I'd raised from the dead, clawing to get in. I went to the window and pulled back the curtains. It had been nearly dawn by the time we got to the house, so I knew it had to be at least mid-morning. But the fog outside was so thick I couldn't see anything. I leaned closer, nose pressed to the cold glass. A bug splattered against the window, and I jumped a foot in the air. A laugh sounded behind me. I whirled, but Tori was still in bed, whimpering in her sleep. She'd thrown off the covers and was curled up on her side, her dark hair spiked across the pillow. Another chuckle erupted behind me. Definitely a guy's laugh. But no one was there. No, strike that. I just couldn't see anyone. For a necromancer, that doesn't mean no one is there. I squinted.